You're listening to Boat Radio. I'm Carolyn Sherlock. Welcome to the Boat Galley. Hi. Today, let's talk about some gear we hope we never use. Gear that is designed to stop water from coming in the boat. Let's face it, if water's coming in, it has to be stopped. Bilge pumps are going to quickly be overwhelmed. They can buy you some time, and they can get water out after you've stopped or significantly slowed the water down, but they're not going to save the boat by themselves. On my blog, I've got videos from Yachting Monthly about when a boat is holed and how fast it fills with water and how slowly various things may work to stop it. Some of the techniques that we've all heard about just take too long to implement, and some others that I hadn't really thought of before worked surprisingly well. You can do a lot to stop water intrusion with just cushions and odd bits and bobs that you find on the boat. But a few items designed specifically to stop leaks can come in handy, especially if you have to travel any distance before the problem can really be fixed. The first item that we probably all know about is wood bungs. Soft wood plugs can be pushed or pounded into a failed through hull, almost like a large cork, and they do a good job of stopping the water. There should be one tied near each through hull, not just near your seacocks, such that it can be grabbed quickly and used. Don't tie them up too tightly or make it impossible to get to. Remember to put one on every drain and on holes that are normally above the waterline, too. If your boat takes on some water, these could end up below the waterline, and you wouldn't want water to enter here as well as in the problem areas. We have them for all of our through hulls, and we also have a bag of extras. You can get them from a number of places. Most marine chandleries have them, also Amazon, Defender, things like that. The next item that's sort of an even better version of this is the four-spar stay plug. This is a fairly firm yet still pliable foam plug, and it can be used in through hulls and in larger hull breaches, including ones with some irregular shapes. The base of the plug is 5 inches in diameter. It could probably plug holes to 4 inches in diameter and slow the flow in larger, odd-shaped holes. You can also use more than one of them together in large holes. They're fairly new on the market. An earlier version had smooth sides. The new ones have ridging, which makes them seal better. We have two of them on board. They can be compressed by hand or twisted to insert them into the holes, but it does take a little bit of strength to do so. Then there's the Hull Survivor Emergency Hull Seal. It's a 10-inch diameter circle that really looks more like a really flexible frisbee than anything else. It's got a string attached to the center of it, and you can deploy it from either inside or outside the boat to cover larger holes or cracks. You roll it up, slip it through the hole to the outside, and then use the string to pull it back. The water pressure outside the hull holds it in place. It can also be tied in place from the inside, and you can seal it with some underwater epoxy from the outside. This can actually do pretty well to get you to a place where you can make permanent repairs, as long as the size of it is fine. You may end up having to do 2 or 3 things like this. It's extremely fast to deploy. Basically, there's nothing to set up, and this is one of the critical items if you've got water coming in, is having things that are fast. It's a fairly new product. I haven't really found many reviews on people using it in real life, but I do like the idea that it's really flexible and you can deploy it from inside the boat. We've helped with saving 2 sinking boats when we were in the Sea of Cortez, and one of the problems with both of them is that it took divers in the water with equipment to seal up the holes from the outside. It takes time. And that was one of the biggest problems we had. It is also dangerous for the divers because usually there's some motion, some seas going on, and the boat is moving, and they can get hit in the head. The final item that really every boat needs to carry is called Splash Zone Epoxy. Splash Zone is a 2-part epoxy, and it will cure underwater or in air, and it can be applied to wet surfaces with no surface preparation. You can just mix it and slap it right on. You can use it on almost any surface that a boat is made of, fiberglass, steel, aluminum, wood, even ferrocement. It's designed to be mixed by hand and with approximately equal amounts. There's no measuring, nothing like that. You can literally grab a handful in each hand and sort of squish it together and then put it into place. It's perfect for emergencies for that reason, and it's really good for sealing a patch. I've seen it in action twice where it saved boats. It comes in several sizes. We carry the half-gallon size. This is one of those things that it seems ridiculous to be buying that much of it. You know, do you really need it? The thing is, you may never need it, but if you do need it, you're going to need a bunch of it. One thing to note on that is Splash Zone comes with a Part A and a Part B, and they're held together with like a plastic connector holding the two metal cans together. That plastic connector, sometimes it's really easy to get off, sometimes it's tough. Since this is part of your emergency gear, it's best to go ahead and take that off and store the two cans separately. It took Dave nearly 15 minutes to get one of those plastic connectors off. A friend got his off in 30 seconds, but believe me, even 30 seconds is a lifetime in an emergency. We put all of our emergency gear, all of this stuff, in an under-the-floor storage compartment that is right near the companionway. On our boat, since we're on a catamaran, that's one of the highest points of the boat. It's going to be out of the water the longest, and it's going to be really easy for us to just reach in and grab it. I hope you never have to use any emergency gear. But if you do have an emergency, I hope you've got the right gear to deal with it. Until next time, then.
Our aim at Street Invest is to put a trustworthy adult into the lives of street children so that they can support them in creating the most positive paths for their lives in the future. We work around the world, working on the street with the children where they are. For such a large group of children, the amount of funding available is tiny. Really, the funding that keeps organisations like Street Invest going comes from individual donors. Street children are the most abused, neglected, violated children, yet they are also the most resourceful, responsive, and resilient children that we could have the honour of working with.
For more information or to make a donation, visit streetinvest.org.